Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And yes, that DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your own home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. Casino play includes slots, blackjack, roulette, all kinds of table games. What you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app, use promo code KSN, and you get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. I am with Dustin Hawkinsmith. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. And before we get started with Penn State football, and don't worry, we will get there. Both Dustin and I thought we would be remiss and not at least commenting on what is going on in our country right now. I know many of us are caught between support of the peaceful protesters standing up for a rightful cause and, frankly, dismay over those who've taken this time as an opportunity for violence and looting. Me personally, I'd like to congratulate the Penn State, well, and the state college community for their ability to thread that needle. There was a protest in State College, and first of all, it was peaceful. And Penn State player C.J. Thorpe spoke at that protest, and I'd like to quote some of his words. This is what C.J. said. "I know it's hard. I know it is hard for you to step back out of your own pride, out of your own anger, out of your own fear. It's hard, guys, I know. All I ask is that we stay smart and that we use our brain and that we use love. Like people have been saying, talking about love, but that is so important. Now more than ever, because we have so much hatred going around. You can't fight hate with hate." That's Penn State player C.J. Thorpe. Now that's in addition to a statement that James Franklin put out. And I'd also like to quote that if he could indulge me here. "I am encouraged by the faces of change I see every time I look at our team. I'm thankful for the opportunity to lead men of honor, character, tolerance, and empathy. We are a country built on hope, and it's my greatest wish we remember our differences are what make us strong. Our shared pain is what binds us, but it will be our love and tenacity that guides the change needed in our country. This is our country, our future, and our moment." Now, Dustin, I've never hidden the fact I'm not this impartial journalist. I am a fan of Penn State football. And I just want to say C.J. Thorpe and James Franklin both demonstrated why I am a Penn State fan. So I thank you people for indulging me in that. And I know, Dustin, you wanted to say something, too, about what's going on.
Yeah, well, I would stand in agreement that I think Penn State and, you know, especially C.J. Thorpe, you know, I think to start with him to kind of, as you mentioned, thread the needle of speaking to a powerful subject, a divisive subject, and doing it with some compassion, doing it with some understanding, doing it in a way that doesn't alienate, you know, clearly there are people who feel strongly and feel differently about these things. I thought Penn State did a good job. I thought Ohio State and the video that they put together and put out there delivered a pretty powerful message. And I think that, you know, coaches and people in these positions, they kind of owe it to society. They don't always feel this way. They want to just be football coaches, but you can't be the highest paid man on campus and not have an opinion on social issues, especially when there's 100 kids in your locker room who probably have an opinion on them. And I think James Franklin, you know, again, I think delivers in a really sound, positive way that he can walk into his locker room and connect with his players over that. I think, you know, for me, you know, I've been sort of open about this, but my wife and I are going through the adoption process, and we're, you know, open to any race of child. And in order to do that, you have to go to classes, and you have to kind of really put yourself in a position. And so I've walked this path. We're not there yet, but I've walked this path where I've kind of had to embrace the idea of having, you know, a Black child and understanding what that child might go through that's different than what I'm going to go through. And that is a reality in this country. It's not made up. It's not fiction. What they're, the road that that they're going down, the journey that they're going down is going to be different than what you and I go down. And I think what we, you know, as white people right now need to really think about and consider is, what can we do? How can we listen? How can we confront things that are inside us? It doesn't do anybody any good to pretend that racism doesn't exist, that people aren't of different colors. We have to embrace that stuff. And I think we just have to kind of understand where we can be supportive in this, where we can understand where people of color are coming from. We have to start with the fact that their journey is different than ours. They face different obstacles than we do in a number of different ways. And I think now is our time. You know, let's reach out. Let's understand and hear what people are saying. Let's cut through some of the opportunists that are using these protests as situations where they can, you know, wreak havoc and damage communities and really take away from a powerful message that's going on out there. I just feel like this is our time, you know, to be a supportive force, to really confront things. You know, I think racism in this country, we have pretended for too long that it doesn't exist. And I think that contributes to where we are right now. And I just kind of wanted to get that point across. You know, we should be reflective right now. We should be trying to process and listen and not try to voice our opinions as much.
Well, that's well said, Dustin. And, you know, I'm an old white guy. All right. And I listened to the words from C.J. Thorpe, and I can't put myself in his place. None of us old white guys can, but I thought he did a great job of expressing that, you know, this, although you may be very angry about what's going on, you can't use that anger to do what some of these folks are doing with the looting, the opportunists who are just taking advantage of the timing here. So again, it's a tough thing to, you know, thread that needle to make sure that the proper message is not lost and that, you know, we're not distracted by what a hopefully small minority of folks who are just taking advantage of the situation and answering violence with more violence. And that does not help the cause at all.
Yeah, agreed there. And I think, you know, don't let it take away from the message. And I think the message is a valid one. There's been stuff that's happening in our country, and we haven't seen enough positive change. And I think we should focus on that and not on, you know, the best we can, not on the message that's being sent and taken away from that. So I think, you know, to circle back to your original point, I think Penn State and the players and coaches have handled this with grace and have embraced their role of being influential and using that platform to share a message of compassion.
You're exactly right. A lot of credit goes out to them. All right. This is probably a tough segue now after taking on a very serious topic there, Dustin. In the last couple minutes this first segment, we should probably get to some actual Penn State football news. And first up on that is Damian Barber has entered the transfer portal. This shouldn't really be too much of a surprise to anyone. In our show that we do at the end of the week with Bob and Andy, we've been doing a series called, you know, Make or Break Season, and going through a list of players that Bob made with about 15 different players. And ironically, just last week, we covered Damian Barber among the defensive linemen who are kind of in a make or break season. And it's funny, there was an undertone there that all of us kind of were thinking, gee, this is a guy who may end up in the transfer portal because he's not second team. He's actually listed as third team. And when you start being behind guys who are younger than you, this just may be the right time. And you can't blame the kid if he's looking to move somewhere to get some playing time.
Yeah, I and this does cut, you know, make or break does happen. Older guys who don't kind of make that move, they're in a position where it's time to either do that or explore your options. And this wasn't a huge shock, I think, for a lot of people. Damian Barber being 13 behind Fred Hansard and behind Antonio Shelton. The way that last season took shape, where there was some expectation, if you look back to around this time last year, last spring, there, like I felt kind of excited about what Damian Barber might be able to do, him being kind of a different breed of defensive tackle. And that move was just never made last year. I think the case could be made that last year was more make or break than anything because of how much young depth was coming in behind him. And that move wasn't made last year. And here we are. So I think it's a good step for Damian Barber to try to explore his options. And for Penn State, you know, they were up against the scholarship number crunch. They still are. And I think somebody who wasn't probably going to have a big impact kind of helps to alleviate that stress.
You're exactly right. You never want to, you know, name names as saying, okay, here's a kid I think should transfer or might transfer. It's unfair to the player, but I really believe you hit the nail on the head, Dusty, when you said probably last season was his make or break season. He's now this season past that point. And this is probably a good move for him. We wish him well, hope that he lands on his feet somewhere and gets the opportunity to play. Last item I'm going to bring up, we know Tony Grimes, a very highly, highly regarded defensive back. He named his top four. Penn State had been after him quite a bit. Penn State did not make that top four. Donovan McMillan, another defensive back who's from Pennsylvania, he named his final five, and Penn State wasn't on it. In the short time we have left, are you starting to get concerned about Penn State recruiting, that they're not hitting on the big targets?
Well, you can include the two tight ends in that group. You can include Dante Thornton in that group, yes, who we've discussed. I don't really view it as a concern. Maybe it's just a rough patch. You and I both know that over the course of a 12-month recruiting cycle, you get hot, you get cold. Sometimes those storylines play off of one another. You know, they took a great big step towards filling this class, you know, and so I think they're just hitting a patch of the road that's, you know, the chips aren't falling in the right direction, but nothing has changed. So I don't view it as concern. I think it's just, you know, you went 0-for-4. Every good hitter does that, Jim.
All right. That's it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two. We're going to look at some red light, green light, yellow light for the freshmen.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.